Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hey, this is John Fugelsang. Welcome to a very special mini episode of the podcast. Hi. As some of you may have known, I have been part of one of the top political comedy tours in America over the past couple of years. That would be Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. I'm very proud to be a part of this. We did our first ever show in New York City in 2010 at NPR's The Green Space. It was just Stephanie and me and Hal. And when we started the tour up in 2011, I thought, well, this is going to be great. I wanted this to be like the blue-collar comedy tour for annoyingly smart people. That was how I viewed it. And my court-appointed lawyer said it would look really good at my sentencing hearing to make something like this happen. So when we first launched the tour, it was in the middle of all the great uprisings in Wisconsin against Governor Scott Walker, and there was really nothing like this. The tour itself is sort of like a comedy club meets a political town hall. It's deeply vulgar and offensive, and yet curiously moral. So it wound up being a big hit our first year. We sold out the Beacon in New York City. We sold out the Chicago Theater. We sold out the Pantages in Los Angeles. We sold out the State Theater in Minneapolis, the Paramount in Seattle. Aretha Franklin came to our show in Detroit at the Opera House, and Stephen Sondheim came to one of our Chicago shows. And for the last 10 years, this thing's been chugging along and filling rooms all around the country and bringing nakedly progressive stand-up comedy, either pro-liberal or progressive or Democratic Party or moderate or just plain old anti-evil, you know, just anti-evil. And it is so great right now to be doing a political comedy tour during the most important election year of our lives, since the last most important election year of our lives. The comics who have done this tour over the years have ranged from Margaret Cho to Daryl Hammond, Carlos Alazraki, Aisha Tyler. And over the years, we've been joined on stage of this thing by special guests, because there's a panel at the second half of every show. We've had guests like Nancy Pelosi has joined us on stage. Jamie Raskin joined us at a couple of shows. Joy Reid, Lily Tomlin's been with us three or four times. Adam Schiff, Martin Sheen, he's our only former president. Ted Lieu, Rob Reiner's done this show like a bunch. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, Congressman Mark Pocan, Governor Michelle Lewin Grisham. One time I got Louis Black to call my cell phone and scream obscenities at the crowd. I held the phone to the mic. They seemed to like that. But these guest stars really make the show special, even if none of them were willing to be character witnesses for me at my many hearings. And what I love the most about this tour is playing in the red states. You know, I learned in the Obama years, there were so many people, nice liberal people who, you know, care about immigrants as humans and care about LGBT rights and care about women's healthcare rights and actually may have followed the Jesus parts in the Bible, whether they're Christian or not. Nice people in red states who were scared to have Obama bumper stickers in their car when they went to their job or their church. And it was amazing to like be in the room with the 1,000 or 2,000 other people who are like-minded and nary a red hat in sight. And it's been a riot. The best crowds in the world, seriously, number 3 for me, college. Number two are military audiences. And then number one are the crowds at the sexy liberal shows. There are these VIP meet and greets after all the shows where we hang with some of the audience and take pictures and talk about all kinds of stuff. And it's dynamite for me. I would do this tour even if my parole officer didn't strongly recommend it. So now we're on tour again with the Save the World Tour. Stephanie Miller, Hal Sparks, Frangela, Frances Callier, and Angela Shelton. I'm in love with both of these women. They both come out of Second City. They're both hilarious, but they're also a great comedy duo. They are the Abbott and Costello of fearless, outspoken black women. And what I like about the tour is it's always been tight, funny, comedy first, preachy last. You know, it's really easy at a political show to just do applause lines and get people all go whoop, 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 and it's not actually funny. Here, it's really tight. And everybody always asks, hey, if you're all doing political material, how do you make sure you don't do jokes about the same topics? And it's actually kind of easy. Al Sparks is a rocker dude. I'm the patron saint of damaged Catholics. Our acts are very different from Frangela's. Stephanie Miller was doing some material about being a lesbian that I thought was a little too close to my act personally. We had words, and I ultimately won because I so closely resemble Katie Lang. So this year, we are working with Live Nation, and it's an amazing tour. We just played Minneapolis. We're playing Philadelphia April 27th, and then in the weeks and months to come, we're going to Madison. We're going to Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, New York. We'll be in Chicago for the convention, Portland, Oregon, Durham, Phoenix, Kansas City. We will be in L.A. right before the election, and we will be in D.C. for Inauguration Weekend, January 18th. And it's either going to be the big Biden party or it's going to be the big resistance party. Either way, we want to see you guys at every one of these shows along the way. This weekend in Philly, we're playing the Fillmore for the first time. Our special guests are going to include JoJo from Jers and Lindy Lee, because we are now bringing social media superstars on stage with us, as well as Glenn Kirshner, legal expert and contributor to MSNBC. And I will be selling Bibles at the merch table after every show. Come find me. That's fantastic Bibles I'm selling. Really, I autograph mine. Jesus didn't autograph his. I hope you'll come. And I should have the ankle bracelet off before the Madison date. Thanks a lot. SexyLiberal.com or LiveNation.com. We'll see you on the road.
Hopefully, this is the last time you hear this ad, because with Chime Checking Account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts. Or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.